Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
White power, everyone. White power. Shannon, you're a racist bitch. Let me make sure that's known to everybody out there in the world. This is what she does. It's the way our producers work. We're going to get into it, actually. First, let me introduce the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Hello, hello.
What up, kid?
How you doing, man?
Yo, yo.
Feeling good. Great weekend together, man.
Hola, por favor.
Yep, those are words.
Cállate la boca, maricón.
Bato.
Puta.
Bitch.
Bicho.
Beach. I don't know that one.
Bicho's dick.
Bicho abuelo. Look, we have a great show planned today, but Shannon, this is what Shannon does. Every time she'll book a black guest, and then she's like, you know, I have an idea. We'll make it a black themed show. And then she books another black guest.
I didn't even realize that.
I don't see color.
I just book guests.
I like that answer, Shannon. I appreciate it. Shannon keeping her on her toes. We do have an incredible show planned today. Two incredible guests, as always. You guys know him from the No Need for Apologies podcast. He's the one and only Dave Temple.
Hey! What's going on, man?
What up, son?
How you doing?
Yay, yay.
Zach?
Yay, yay.
Good to see you, my friend.
I'm good. How you doing?
And also, ladies and gentlemen, you know him from his podcast, Two Jack Bros. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sydney Gant.
What's up? Definitely the wrong black guy to book if it's supposed to be a black theme, but whatever.
Because you are a little whitewashed.
I'm considered a black conservative amongst certain circles.
Are you a black conservative?
I mean, I don't consider myself anything.
Are you conservative?
I mean, gays kind of annoy me.
Gays annoy me.
I mean, I think they should be able to marry whoever they want to marry, but I also don't feel like we should acknowledge them as a group.
Okay, I understand that. All right, well, that's not a black conservative. That's a black.
That's just black.
Yeah. Never mind. You're
black.
Saying what's in Dave Temple's head.
We're a black theme. Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, hold on.
A black guy who doesn't like gay stuff?
We have an incredible show planned today. Obviously, Shannon in the booth, fucking Natalie, who, by the way, all the fans love Natalie right now. They're all about Natalie. What's up, girls? There you go. Dance a little. Natalie, can you dance a little bit?
I'll dance a little if you pay me more.
Maybe. First of all, do you think that's the way to get paid more? Should put me on the spot with dancing? Or do you think it's to start dancing maybe and then come after the show and be like, hey, you know, I've been dancing a lot. I've been dancing a lot for you lately and I've been really having a great attitude.
Why buy the cow if it dances for free?
There's a way to get more money.
Thinking, yeah.
Dude, those glasses are going to... Ooh, that's creepy with those glasses on, man.
But I'll tell you right now, I don't think anyone's ever come to me at Gas Digital and asked for a raise and not received it. It's just the way you do it. You know, if you're dancing, you're having a good time, showing a little skin, you're having fun, you're not complaining about anything, maybe daddy could talk.
Jesus Christ.
You also should be dressing a little sexier if you want to make more money. I'm going to be honest with you. Natalie, in spite of you dressing like a middle school boy, you're still attractive.
Yeah, so we have a damn policy. Like if when you walk in a room, if people don't say damn, go change.
Exactly. We want to fucking. What are you wearing on the bottom there, Natalie?
Shorts.
Sure. See, are they fucking? Are they khaki shorts?
No, they're denim shorts.
She wears a lot of khaki shorts, guys.
I have never worn khaki shorts.
She only
in my
wears
life.
Exclusively khaki shorts. If you guys want to know what
Natalie... shorts and Birkenstocks with socks.
No kidding, huh?
She wears khaki shorts. They go right above her knees.
Yeah, and gray socks that go all the way up. Yeah, Birkenstocks.
And
type of crocheted necklace.
And she's also got stockings on. You see them on her knees between the shorts and the long socks. She's wearing skin colored stockings.
She's a Lesator. She's a lesbian from the bottom down.
Lesator. I like it. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go. Let's go. The jokes are flying. Hunter Durensis says Natalie is a 4. Alan Omofo says 3 at best. Come on, guys.
Jesus
Christ. That's not okay. I think Natalie's fucking hot. She's cute, dude. Especially for a lesbian. Especially for a lesbian.
She's y'all, not a lesbian, y'all uncovered Lewis. That she's a lesbian.
She's not a lesbian.
I was about to say, we didn't uncover that.
She's not a lesbian. She's something fucking else. The kids are now.
She's a fucking
something.
Identifies as an elf or some shit.
Yeah. Nah. But it's like they fuck everything else. Young people fuck everything.
She's something else, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking pan.
A panhead? No. That's something else, too.
A panda sexual. She only fucks pandas.
Hey, baby.
What's up, girl? Look. Oh, also tons more cowbell on the live chat. Just posted a picture of George Floyd with my face mixed in. I like that, Shannon. Maybe that'll be my new profile picture. Show that. Pull that up. There we go. Look at that. There it is.
That's a handsome fella.
Fits in there, too.
Oh, dude. I realize how much it works. All right. Look at that. I would have complied. Me, personally, I would have been like, hey, officers, you're doing a great job. Maybe you can see my Blue Lives Matter sticker on the back of my car.
Here's a list of substances I'm currently on, just in case you need to know.
Ah, shit. Natalie, I'm very happy to have you and very happy to not sexually harass you. Nobody give her any ideas to sue me. Did we make Natalie sign the non-sue agreement where you can't sue us for sexual harassment? Every day I leave here, I look Natalie in the face and I say, great show, guys. And everyone goes, oh, it was really funny. And then I go, are you cool? are you
that's
okay?
What I'm saying. Those are the porn director glasses. That's the same way somebody leaves a set.
She needs to come to me and say something if there's a problem with this now. We need to nip it in the bud early because it's only going to continue to grow, Natalie. Do you think it's going to slow down?
He is right about that, Natalie.
Do you think it's going to slow down?
You got to assert yourself.
The only reason it slowed down even slightly for Shannon, and I know you're thinking, you're like, this is slowed down for Shannon? Yes. It's because there's another bitch in the booth.
Yeah.
The bitch booth is bumping. Alliteration all fucking day. So maybe we get another chick in the booth. Why don't we get an all-female staff? How great would that be? What a fantasy.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels, man.
What a fucking fantasy.
Now you're just a pimp.
Nothing gets done.
Women do it the best, don't they?
You think women do it the best?
Fuck yeah. They get shit
women
done.
Do what the best?
Like, whatever you need them to do, like, they'll figure it out. Guys will tell you something's not going to work. Women will go out and fail.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think you've lived with a woman for the last 20 years. Is that true?
10. Yeah. I did 10.
Yeah, you did 10, right? Yeah. You did 10.
You say like it's prison.
You did 10 and smart got out. Enough to get out.
Yeah. You needed to start
you got out on good behavior?
Right? Huh?
Good. Yeah, no, women... Some women do it best. I've known some fucking retarded ass chicks, you know?
Of course. That's not your stable, though. You let retarded guys manage those.
Yeah. So, all right, look, let's get our plugs going. And we have a lot to talk about. What a day. I had a big weekend. Me and Zach had a fucking incredible time in Saratoga Springs. Shout out to everyone that came out. Some more shows being announced this week as well. But let's do our plugs. Temple, what do you got to plug?
DaveTempleComedy.com is the website for all things Dave Temple. That'll be my special, the second one, my album, the first one, my book, Influencer, and all things shows. My show here on the network. No need for apologies. Wednesdays, 1 o'clock. Yeah, man, Influencer.
Is there an audio version?
Book. I'm recording it now. I'm waiting for my voice to get together. I'm gonna record it because I know I need. Most people do audio.
Is your voice a fucking 3-man group? What are you waiting for, an acapella to show up?
Nah, it was weird shit. First, I was waiting for a studio, then I got like, you hear my voice right now? I sound crazy, so I gotta fix it.
All right, I want to read this. Would you have your book on you?
I don't. I sold everything out. So this is a dope ass book. Yeah, it's called Influencer, man. It's a book about the asinine behaviors that celebrities engage in on social media. I don't think that it's by accident. So I created a fantasy world that is an amalgam of my life, my daughter's life, the system, school, what social media does to young people, and that there is a secret society that actually employs celebrities to do shit to make us dumber. It's a dope concept. It's the nerdiest thing I've ever done in my fucking life. I spent the past 3 years of my life writing this fucking book.
That sounds really good.
I produced it myself.
It's only 12 pages.
Congratulations. A few pictures, you get right to the point.
Look at my book, the kids book.
Here's the deal. And I'll be honest with you, I'm telling you guys about it like to learn how to plug it, but I really don't want a lot of people to read the shit because it's like, it's the most nerdiest shit. It's the most personal shit I've ever done. It's like artistic. So it's not really for everybody. Like, you can read it, but like, I don't think it's for you.
We're going to trash it. Yeah, we're going to bring you on the show next time and trash your book.
Yeah,
right,
but
to
I don't think it's for you. I don't think it's for you.
Why it's not for me? Oh, he's doing reverse psychology shit.
I'm
he's
just telling you, bro.
This is what he does to everybody. He's like, I don't think this book is for you. I'm like, no, I'm buying that book right now.
I'm fucking proud of you.
Thank you, man. I mean, yeah, I'm serious. Absolutely. But this, like, is not a side of me that most people are used to seeing. You know what I mean? So that's the thing where I'm like, eh, you know how when you put something out there and you don't really want nobody to know that's what you do when nobody's looking?
That's the side of you that no one's used to seeing? Is it a book about parenting? Cindy Gant, what do you got to plug? Come on, no man is here all day.
Congratulations, David, one more time. That is Influencer by Dave Temple.
Yes, yes.
Available at a folding table in a subway station near you.
I don't have anything. You can just check out the podcast. I promise you we won't be doing any gay shit like showing our artistic sides or whatever the fuck they doing.
Yeah.
You know?
But on the other side of shit, when I'm not being an artistic dude, Sunday night's Black Ass Comedy Show, myself and Derek Gaines, no need for apologies. We bring the ruckus to Black Air Force One Energy, 308 Bedford Avenue. And if you're not there on Sunday, you're fucking stupid.
Go Love see it. Live comedy.
What's the name of the venue?
Everybody Runs the
Light.
It's
the Brooklyn Comedy Club, man.
That's, easier than just saying the address. That was
no,
crazy.
You gotta say the address.
That was a crazy way to
You gotta
something.
Say the address. You gotta say Brooklyn
that was
Comedy
nuts.
Club, 308
Bedford. Did everyone watch that?
No, I learned this shit. You have to tell people 308 Bedford Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Otherwise, somehow it makes people resonate a bit more. Like saying Brooklyn Comedy Club does nothing. Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308
tell me
Bedford
the name
Ave.
Of the place.
Black Ass Comedy Show.
You're wrong about this.
Sunday is 10 o'clock.
It does not resonate more to say the address.
But it is a black comedy show. You know how black people used to name
I know
like
my audience, man.
Numbers.
I know my audience, man.
Yo, we going down to 308.
They have access to the internet. It's 2021.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, man. Something is something about the number, man. Watch. Just all right, for the people that are here listening, show up. Say you came from rap, but say whether it was for 308 or for Brooklyn Comedy.
It's a lot for them to take in right now. There's a lot.
They start repping the 308.
I'm just a salesman. I'm just saying you want to simplify.
How would you do it?
I would go, guys, Sunday night, Brooklyn Comedy Club, 10 o'clock. Go, follow me on social media. I'll get you free tickets. Boom. And then when they hit me up, like, oh, all the free tickets are gone. It's called a bait and switch, son.
He's on fire.
Say it again. Anything else?
Just check out the podcast, Two Jack Bros. Check out my boys, Dad Meat and You Fucked It. You know, we're having a good time.
Zach Amico.
Instagram Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows on the network. Catalyst Wrestling, Bye Guys Eat in Finance, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hell yeah. Live stuff tonight. If you're watching live, we have a few tickets left for Legion of Skanks live at Soul Joel's 8 p.m. stand-up show featuring myself, Zach Amico, Natalie Cuomo, Aaron Berg, James Matter, Dave Smith, and more. And then a live podcast at 9 o'clock with the Legion of Skanks. Gonna be a lot of fun. Then August 26th, I'll be at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut. I'm in the process of working on an entire tour for it's gonna really kick off after my fight, but some dates will be in September and October as well. A couple dates here and there. Keep checking back. I'll be announcing them literally any day now. You guys are gonna get a big, huge announcement. There's probably 20 or 22 cities that I'm gonna be going to. It's gonna be a big fucking year. Me and Zach Amico going all over the place. Thank you for everyone that came out this past weekend. We did have a ton of fun. So shout out to Saratoga Springs Comedy Works. Go support that fucking place. That was a cool, fun town.
We spent no time in.
Horse people everywhere. Just fucking rich white dudes in khakis and fucking old rich bitches in sundresses. It was fun. It was
old ladies time. Pointing at the marquee going, we came on the wrong night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Make sure we made them laugh like a motherfucker. They stayed to meet us.
Yeah, yeah, they loved us. Wow. Make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you guys love the show, get the premium service. You get the entire on-demand library for every show on the Gas Digital Network. All ad-free, all uncensored, all in one place. Nearly 20,000 hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. It's $8 a month. This is a better value than any Patreon in the world. It's a better value than any fucking streaming service in the world. You can go to Netflix or any of these other things. You're going to pay twice as much, and it's not half as funny. Start from the beginning. Listen to every Real Ass podcast ever. You guys get to listen to me and Zach grow this show together from years and years and years and years ago. Over 700 episodes of this show alone that you can't get anywhere else. So support us directly. Use that promo code RAP. And yeah, subscribe to my Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Skankfest South is coming up. This is November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas. Very excited about all of the stuff that's coming together behind the scenes right now. You guys are going to fucking lose your minds. We're doing a redrop. We're doing just 100 tickets, individual day passes, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1 week from today, Monday, August 16th, 12 p.m. Eastern. That's it. There will be no more tickets. You cannot buy tickets after that. We worked some stuff. We moved some things around. We fucked with the capacities. We have an outdoor space. We're releasing a few more tickets, but that's it, guys. You got to get them. They're going to go. If I had to guess, you'll have maybe 3 or 4 minutes to buy those tickets, and then they're going to be gone. So make sure you, on the 16th of August, 12 p.m. Eastern, skankfest.net. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting Skankfest and sticking with us throughout the entire pandemic. Let's see. So, yeah, last night, this weekend, me and Zach, we had a good time. We went to go see the Suicide Squad on Saturday. Have you guys seen it yet?
Mm-mm. Started watching some of it last night.
Yeah, I thought it was a very fun take on the movie. You know, it was, you know, whatever. It's fucking fine.
It's what I wanted.
It's exactly what you want. It's silly. It is a good blend of dark, violent humor
with over the top comic book silliness.
Yeah, comic book. Yeah, exactly. It. DC has done a good job at creating, like, carving out, like, hey, we're going to do comic book movies for adults. Mm-hmm. You know, and don't get me wrong, the Avengers and all these other ones, Marvel, they're for adults too. But DC is like only for adults, just for adults, you know? So I liked it a lot. Went home, saw my kid yesterday, and I was like, I bet I could show him the Suicide Squad movie. Because I was thinking about it. Like, I showed him the Mortal Kombat movie.
That's exactly what I was just about to think. I don't think any death in it was worse than Mortal Kombat.
No worse than Mortal Kombat in terms of death.
Language,
yeah, because Mortal Kombat characters aren't like, it's not
get over here,
yeah.
Faggot.
Yeah. Come on, cocksucker, finish him, pussy.
Suicide Squad gets a pass though, because it was funny. Like, I only saw like the first 15 minutes, and I think I laughed like twice.
It was legitimately funny. Yeah.
The opening scene is legitimately funny. Pete Davidson's character, funny. Shout out to Pete, that's fucking awesome. It's wild. Yeah. It is wild to watch. Like, I'm like, I was like, this is a superhero movie, and there's Pete fucking Davidson. It's bizarre.
It was like when we were watching Coming to America, too.
Yeah, I'm watching Jermaine. This is even bigger. This is a fucking superhero movie. Yeah. That is wild. That is absolutely crazy. Yeah. So that's good for Pete. You know, he's fucking, he can do no wrong. He doesn't even care. He's like, I don't care. And then he's like on set of a superhero movie. Rent Staten Island Theater for free Suicide Squad screenings. That's fun. So yeah, the opening scene is very funny, and I was like, so I showed James on my phone just the scene where they drop out of the helicopter, mm-hmm. which is it's very funny, you know, but it's dark, and he's cracking up. He's like, oh, that's hilarious, you know. He's like, oh yeah, I want to watch this movie. So I call his mom. I'm like, hey, B, do you think I could show James the Suicide Squad movie? It's pretty funny. And she's like, I don't know. It seems like it's, and I was like. She's like, well, I was like, I saw it. And I was like, there's only a couple scenes that I'd have to fast forward through. She's like, what scenes? I was like, well, there's one scene where they show a guy's dick. I was like, that's a little weird. But even that, like, would that even be crazy? There's a scene where they're going through like a camp in the woods and they're shooting people.
And one guy's just like.
One guy's wearing like a t-shirt with his dick hanging out of the bottom. It's like, well, for comedic
spoiler
purposes.
Alert. I only watch movies for news.
Yes. Damn it. But I almost would show James that, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, it's a penis. He's seen a penis.
It's not like he's fucking. It's just a man who was, like, not dressed yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's another scene where they go through, like, a strip club in the back and the girl's topless. So yeah. I would fast forward that because that's, like... There's a difference. It's very weird. This is where, like, my line is. Mm-hmm. I'll show him the dick.
Yeah.
Because that's not like, there's nothing sexual about this dick. It's just for comedic purposes. His dick's out and he dies. Like, yeah, it's just kind of hilarious, you know?
He's got to learn that dicks are funny sooner or later.
Dicks are hilarious.
They're the best.
A dick is very funny. That gag in itself, no pun intended, that gag, what was it? In Walk Hard.
Yeah.
So he's on the phone with his wife and then his dad comes in and then there's this guy in the background with his dick out. It's just hilarious. The other one where the girl, they go to like a resort and she leaves him.
Oh, forgetting Sarah Marshall. Yeah,
forgetting Sarah Marshall. Like the
when
opening.
His towel falls down.
Yes, yeah. Dude. It's just his fucking floppy dicks there on screen. A floppy dick being on screen is fucking hilarious every single time.
Almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Almost anywhere.
So yeah, I think I would fast forward through the tits. But that was really it. I mean, there was nothing.
Because bitches ain't funny. We know that.
Yeah, it's just, there's nothing. He's like, going to see those tits and be like, oh, wow. Wow, wow, oh, wow. Like, there's nothing. It's not hilarious that tits are out in the background.
I think it sets a standard for his adult expectations of tits.
It is pretty interesting. Yeah. Right? That there's nothing funny about a woman's naked body, even other women. Like, Shannon, tits being out would never be funny to you, right?
No. I don't think so.
Like, it's just always hot.
Women ain't funny.
Yeah, it's always
what
hot.
What if it said, what's that comedic fat chick that does the rom-com movies?
Melissa McCarthy. I was just thinking, in fucking Bridesmaids, it wouldn't be funny if one of them was just like, is my clam too hairy today?
And she goes, blam, her clit's right there. Yeah. It's a close-up of her clit.
Yeah. Sam J had her tits out in her show, and it wasn't like comedic.
What do you mean?
She had her tits out. Have you seen Sam J's show?
No.
She did a show about tits out lesbians, like studs out lesbians, and she closes out the episode of her being driven around by another comic topless.
It's supposed to be funny though. So is she trying to do with her tits what men do with their dicks?
It was like I would give her culture.
I respect the effort.
But it wasn't a joke though. But that's the same I'm saying. Like, I don't even think there was any comedic effort to it. I mean, some people, it was more like a proud moment. But it was interesting that a comedian had her tits out and it wasn't for comedy.
The other problem is the guy in that scene, his dick was substantially larger than mine. He had a nice hang.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
son can't see those.
Yeah, so I can't like nothing show him. I mean, don't get me wrong, like he has a stepfather who, like, I'm sure
he's seen his dick out.
I don't know if he's seen his dick, but there's a very, very good chance. I mean, at the very least, he hears his mother's head thumping against the wall at night. So
she doesn't have a headboard?
No, wore off
sawdust on the floor.
Yeah, you gotta do something about that, dude. My mom used to have to put sponges on the back of her headboard, man. It's brutal.
Yeah, so maybe he's probably seen it.
Everyone's just like, walk away.
Yeah, I try not to get triggered about my childhood when I come on these types of shows, man.
Yeah, I think
other than there's a lot of cursing, but I don't know how you deal with cursing with him in movies.
It's just, who cares?
I agree.
It's not, my thing that I try to protect my son from is over-sexualization.
You don't want him to break his meter young like you did.
And very realistic violence. So the violence in this movie, like, you know, at one point somebody gets their head like sliced in half and you see like the top of their head slide off and fall off and you see like their brain and a little bit of blood. It's like great graphics and it's very gory, but it's not realistic. It's not
cartoony.
Yeah, it's cartoony. You're not going like, oh my God, like fuck. Like, you know, you see certain violent scenes in movies where you're like, it's like disturbing. There's nothing disturbing. So that's almost like my metric. It's like, what would I find disturbing? The violence in this movie was kind of comedic. That's just the truth. Like everything was, so his mother was like, no, yeah, we're not. Yeah, you're not showing that to him. He doesn't need to see movies that you have to fast forward through. So I was like, fine.
But she heard all three, or did she stop you at the second one about the tits?
There was only two.
There was only two?
It was a dick and there was tits.
Mm. Yeah, she
didn't stop you at dick. She didn't stop you at dick right there.
Dicks,
to be like,
everyone knows dicks are funny, Dave.
Yeah, I think she even agreed that the dick part would have been fine and okay and kind of hilarious in itself. It's funny. It's It's a simple little gag. It's a guy, he stands up, he's wearing a shirt, his dick's hanging to the bottom like Winnie the Pooh.
And he
gets shot. And you're like, that's hilarious. I mean, come on now. It's the best comic writing I've ever seen in my entire life. So I don't know how to compete with that.
It made me
re-question everything in my comedy career.
So this I saw it twice in theaters and did not notice either time. Did you notice Weasel's dick was out?
No, I didn't.
Shannon or whoever in the booth, can you, Natalie, whichever ones you can bring it up, when they walk out in front of the flag, Weasel's got a little dick.
That's hilarious.
And they just kept, he's just a naked animal.
Dude, Weasel's my favorite superhero character of all time.
Yeah, that was pretty, he's pretty good.
Weasel rules.
Look.
That's hilarious.
Look at that.
And then that, at no point did they address it.
Nobody was
like, is this guy naked?
That's fucking hilarious.
That's even, that's funnier.
It's so funny.
That's funny. That's like a little Easter egg. Thank you.
Let's see. Holden Tudyk says, this is interesting how badly Lewis wants his kid to see a dude's dick. That is interesting. Holden just won a free Real Ass Podcast mug for pointing out a truth. Truth bomb. Thank you, Holden. So we don't watch it. So my kid, I was like, what do you want to watch, James? So he goes, Beethoven Second. Now we've talked about Beethoven Second. Beethoven Second has a date rape scene in this movie. And and he asked me, he was like, Dad, do we have to fast forward that one scene? He's like, you let me watch Mortal Kombat. This is all like our whole theme last night was like what he can watch and cannot watch. And I was like, you know what? Fine. He can see the date rape scene now. So I let him watch the date rape scene. He didn't even like think about it. He didn't even mention it. But there's another scene in this movie. This was a big night in the Gomez household because there's a scene where the father, they're trying to sneak the puppies past the father. And then he's like looking this way. And then the little girl comes out and she's trying to distract him. So she goes, hey, Dad, where do babies come from? And the dad's like, gulp. And he's got the hose and he starts spraying, you know. And it's like a little scene where he's trying to explain and he's awkwardly talking about where babies come from to this little girl. So I'm sitting there with James. And then he goes, this is so funny. He's like, yeah, because it's hard to explain where babies come from. And I'm like, okay. So I just don't say anything else. He's like, you know.
You texting B, should have watched Suicide Squad.
Yes. Yes. We should have. So I was like, okay, all right. So I just kind of awkwardly sitting there. He's like, yeah, you know, because he's like, you know, they come from. And then he starts explaining to me. He was like, you know, when grownups, they hug and they mix DNA. And I was like, what? Huh? I was like, hug and mix DNA. He was like, and I was like, James, all right. I was like, do you know how it works? And he was like, I mean, like, yeah, they hug and then they mix DNA and then there's a baby, right? And I was like, all right, son, sit down.
Uh-oh.
Time to fucking have this talk.
Uh-oh.
And we had the talk.
What?
So wait, a dick did come out. Like, you brought out all the genitals in that.
All because of Beethoven Second.
All because of Beethoven Second. Well, also, Beach is trying to hide the Suicide Squad from James.
I blame Beach.
You know, so.
She ruined her son's innocence by not letting him watch Suicide Squad.
So I told him, I was like, all right, well, and it's so funny. It's like, there's no other way to explain it except for starting off with the generic when a man and a woman love each other very much. Like, you have to. Those are the words you have to say.
That is important.
And I was like, well, they have sex. And he was like, sex? What's that? And I was like, well, all right. He was like, I know what sexy is. That's like when a woman wears a nice dress. And I was like, yes, it is. That's my boy. So, I was like, well, what happens is a man takes his penis and he puts it in a woman's vagina. And he's like, what? And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, that's gross. He was like, well, it's not gross. It's kind of beautiful because they make a baby. And I was like, you're the fucking greatest child ever, of course. And then, I just explained it. There's a man has a seed, and she's got a seed, and they come together, and then it turns into a baby.
Huh.
And he was like, all right, cool. And he fucking went back to watching Beethoven Second.
It's a beautiful moment.
It was a beautiful moment.
It's a beautiful fucking moment.
It was a beautiful moment. I had to explain where babies came from to my son. But I kept it very like, oh, it's when you want to make a baby. This isn't about banging. It's not about just getting pussy, kid.
That's way easier to explain than why, like, the dude with his dick out on Suicide Squad had a bigger dick than you.
Yeah.
Like, I'd much rather explain to my son.
How would you explain that? How would you explain that the guy in Suicide Squad had a bigger dick?
CGI.
Some cultures.
That's a green screen dick, son. That's not a real dick.
Just talk about how some cultures just have different diets and different activities.
You see, James, his penis is being played by a stop motion actor.
It's a what's the little
same guy who played Gollum is actually acting as that guy's dick.
One of the best penis actors in Hollywood.
Yeah. So yes, and now I explained it to him, and he knows what it is. He knows a penis goes in a vagina. Now the rest of the world.
Now you deal with it.
Yeah. Now it's that for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Like nobody ever explained it to me like that. I just remember.
Hold on, but you didn't explain to him any of the other options.
What do you mean? Pulling out condoms.
Gay sex, lesbian sex.
You want to know how to baby.
Those are not options.
You wanted to know how a baby was made.
Yeah. So lesbians, they make a baby, and they go get a man who's absolutely necessary in the process.
See, this is the shit that I'm talking about. Like, why, like the other options, like, dude, we ain't talking about y'all right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, gay people need to sit down.
That's not as easy as it sounds. No.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is really an incredible, unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but it's in a chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew chewables really work. They get your dick hard. They get your dick hard fast, Zach.
They get it oddly full, fuller than it's ever been.
Fuller than it's ever been. Just plump, juicy, ready to burst, okay? I know, you're getting turned on listening to this ad right now. It's fucking truly, it really genuinely works. Go look at the reviews online for Blue Chew. People absolutely love it. And the coolest part of Blue Chew and their service is you don't have to go to the doctor to get a prescription. You do a questionnaire right online, you fill out a survey, and they give you a prescription right there and then they send you your Blue Chew chewables in discreet packaging. Right to your house, right to your door. You don't even got to leave your house. Very, very simple. The best part of all is we're going to give you a free trial for Blue Chew. All you got to do is go to bluechew.com, use the promo code RAP, and you're going to receive your first month absolutely free. You just have to pay $5 shipping. Once again, that's bluechew.com. Use that promo code RAP to get your first month for free. Thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring today's show. Okay, where were we? So it was a pretty interesting evening. Me and my son are that much closer. I called his mom afterwards. I was like, look what you made me do. She's like, did he ask? Was he curious? I was like, no, I just really wanted him to know.
Yeah.
I just felt it was time.
Now it's time.
I really wanted to fuck up my son then.
Yeah. No, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was slightly awkward. Just in the moment where I said penis goes in vagina.
Yeah.
And his face was like, what?
Right. But that was over pretty quickly, and by the end of the night, like, you went to bed feeling like, yo, holy shit, dude. I just, like, kind of nailed that aspect of fatherhood,
right? I did nail it. I did nail it. You know what, guys? I fucking rule.
Give it to yourself.
Ladies in the booth, dance for me.
Now show them titties.
Hell yeah. Girls, are your wombs hurting now after I told that story about me being a good dad? Natalie, does your lesbian womb hurt with, like, good dad stories?
Sure.
Or does it only hurt for, like, fucking muffins or whatever? I have no idea what lesbians like.
I don't understand how that's related.
Like, when you smell warm muffins, like banana nut bread baking, does your womb hurt the same way a straight woman's womb hurts when she hears a story of a good father? That's what I'm saying. Like, once you complete an Etsy bracelet, does your womb start going, oh, it's aching right now. I just created life. No?
Exactly that, yeah.
Okay.
You nailed it.
Sure. I am just making sure. What do we have to talk about here?
Real quick, Lewis.
What?
Today, I saw that today is National Rice Pudding Day.
Shen, I saw that on the list, and I was going to ignore it. Then I saw Paco walk in with a bag of rice pudding, and then I was going to double ignore it. And I was like, I'm glad that money was wasted on rice pudding. We're not even going to fucking talk about it.
Okay, well, we don't have to.
Thank you. Moving on.
Okay.
Wait, I have a scam that Jew.
What's the scam that Jew?
Coming home from your house Saturday night.
Scam. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Scam That Jew.
I'll put it in.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's okay. We'll get the music in post.
All right. So an Uber home from your house was going to be $160.
You changed the location in the middle?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Different.
Because I've done this, and this can backfire.
$160. So instead, I took a $30 Uber to Journal Square, where there's a lot more Ubers competing.
Oh.
And it was only $40 to get home from
there.
Whoa. Less than half price.
Oh, shit.
And I just took two Ubers. It's a
$60 difference.
What?
It's a $60 difference. You crushed
that.
Yeah.
Right?
You crushed that.
How long did you have to wait for the second one? 3 minutes. I was in fucking Journal Square.
Holy shit. Give it up for Zach. That's dope.
So but that's like, what a... Because I was going to take the path on, and then I'm like, fuck this.
And I was like, I bet there's a bunch of cabs coming around looking for business right now.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Just go to where they're competing against each other. Like, if you're in a town, go to the closest city, then get to your destination.
Yeah, buy low, sell high.
I have another one. So, like, if you won Skankfest tickets like a year and a half ago, there's no way I remember. So all you got to do is create a fake email correspondence between me and you, and if you have any Photoshop skills, it's pretty easy, and just send it over to me. How would I check? How could I possibly check? Shannon, delete that. Yeah, edit this part of the episode out. I don't want to deal with that.
I love that Lewis does think he can just search his emails.
I have no idea how to do any of that. All right, give us some fucking rice pudding now. God damn it. I can't have sugar. You can't give me sugary treats. You know that, right? I'm in fucking fight camp now.
Oh, yeah. How much weight you got to cut?
We're supposed to fight at 195, and I weigh like 222 right now.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, but I mean, I got 3 months.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried at all. Sydney, are you wearing a purple shirt because you're a purple belt? Do you only wear purple clothing?
No, I
favorite flavor.
I'm drawn to purple because I am attracted to a higher consciousness, but I don't want to get into that right now.
Yeah, it's like royalty.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. You know.
What is ew?
Damn, options.
What is that?
Is that
what the fuck is that?
Refried rice pudding.
It looks like you puked into a dog dish and put it on the middle of the table.
What is the container?
I've never seen brown rice pudding before.
What is the container?
Well, this is rice riches.
And why are these boomerangs instead of straw?
First of all, they're African American, okay, and they're friends of ours. You piece of shit. What are these boomerangs doing sitting here in my studio?
Get the discs out of your lip and fucking...
Wait, so what is the brown stuff again?
What is that?
Refried beans. You know what? You could probably deduce what the brown pudding is, what flavor it is, Sydney.
Is it chocolate?
Jesus Christ, Sydney.
Oreo. That's it. That? Get it out of my face.
You see that?
Get it out of my face.
This is cheesecake and this is the regular.
Get it away. It's International Rice Pudding Day, everyone. Rice pudding, when I was a kid, the texture made me fucking sick.
Yeah, same. Not until I was an adult was like, no, those are.
Then I was like, oh, it's just sugar. This is fine. This is just pudding. What's the problem? Temple.
I don't know.
Black people don't eat pudding, do they?
We eat rice pudding.
Really. You eat rice pudding.
I mean, like.
Well, you're also black conservative, so I feel like that's like.
Yes, black conservative.
I feel like black people do not eat pudding. They're like, no, whatever that is. That's like.
I mean, black people don't fuck with a lot of weird texture stuff.
Yeah. Pudding's a solid texture, though. Nah, it's not. I mean, it's literally not a solid texture.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Only thing that consistency I would fuck with is toothpaste. That's it. Anything else out of that one?
I mean, when I was growing up, black people fuck with tapioca hard.
Tapioca?
Yeah.
My
family was like big into tapioca.
They were like fish eyes.
Yeah.
I didn't like tapioca either. Any of those weird textures, those little beads. There's like, what are those? What's the bubble tea, right?
That's bubble tea.
Tapioca. Yeah. What is tapioca? What is it?
But I don't fuck with that.
What are they? What are those beads?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tapioca is my one cousin.
Tapioca Gant.
Tapioca Gant. That sounds like someone we'd march for.
Tapioca Gant was shot 13 times.
Tapioca Gant, remember her name.
It's just one of those. Why did it have to be Tapioca? You know what I mean? Like,
she was holding a Sega Genesis controller. And they shot her 13 times.
And you're like mad. You're like, the video is terrible, but fuck, her name is Tapioca.
And why was she holding the Sega Genesis controller like that?
Sideways.
Yeah, she's at the cops.
You guys want to play Sound the Hedgehog?
Can I play Mortal Kombat, motherfuckers?
What is tapioca? Look what at the it? Ad, first of all, when you Google tapioca. What the fuck is that shoe?
Half off BOGO shoes. You are white. Obviously, you're a white person.
Okay, can I just... Wait, hold on. We need to pause.
There's no way anybody...
We need to pause that Lewis thinks the name of the company is BOGO. It's buy one, get one half off.
That's not that funny, Zach. BOGO shoe sounds like a good shoe company, actually. for white people that make shoes that look like that. If you found out that those were called BOGO shoes,
BOGO,
wouldn't you be like, oh, dude, those are fucking dope-ass
BOGO
BOGOs.
BOGO is y'all response to FUBU.
Fuck, dude.
No, FUBU's your response that we used to buy one, get one.
Doggy, those BOGO shoes are fire. They're $250.
Oh, my God.
You don't got to wear socks. They have natural socks built into the lining.
Shit.
What is tapioca? Tapioca is a starch extracted from the cassava root, a tuber native to South America. The cassava root is relatively easy to grow and dietary staple in several countries in Africa, Asia, and South America. Tapioca is almost pure starch and has very limited nutritional value. It is just a... You're just fucking sucking down French fries, essentially. They're bubbly French fries in the bottom of your drink. They're delicious, though.
Wait, tapioca goes in a drink?
Yeah, they put like a boba.
That's what boba tea is.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that shit either. Yeah.
I don't know. I see it.
They
like,
tried to put me on to that
that's
shit.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm like,
I see people saying, sucking those beads down.
But it was black people,
right?
Like
black
Chloe
people, they
and
fuck
them.
With tapioca hard. I'm
I guess so,
you,
but.
Yeah, dude. I don't fuck with tapioca. I don't fuck with...
Yeah, my cousin's good, dog. She's good people.
I don't fuck with crystals. Whatever crystals are. Like, I see people that have crystals, I'm like, get away from me.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I just came from Sedona in Arizona. Mm. It's like that. It's all hurt
it's the crystal capital of the world.
Worshipping crystals, dude.
It's fucking wild, dude. You ever go into a bitch's house and they've got crystals in the corner of the room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay. Oh,
yeah.
You're a fucking moron.
Or they carry like a thing in their pocket.
Yeah.
For
I bet Shannon is a crystal bitch. I bet you. We never talked about it, but I bet you.
I would bet.
I would bet anything in the world that Shannon is a fucking crystal bitch. Shannon, are you a crystal bitch?
Okay, wait.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
I have crystals, but I don't.
I know you do. Let me get another coffee.
I don't do any sort of like religious practices. With
not
them.
Religious,
just,
but you think
pretty.
That's different crystals hold different properties.
I don't like. I don't practice
Shannon,
that belief.
Shannon,
I have them because
Shannon,
pretty.
Do you believe that crystals hold different properties?
I don't not believe it. I think anything is possible.
Well,
but that's
you
not
know
why
what's
I have
worse
them.
Than if Shannon believed that they had properties? What she said, which was, "I like shiny things."
Yeah.
I do.
There are women being discharged from the ER for having those things removed from their vaginas. Like, women shove them up there to try to change their energy and get them stuck.
Yeah, well, I mean, as somebody who majored in engineering for a semester, I have to say that different crystals do have different properties. It was hard. I got an economics.
I mean, no, not literally properties, dickhead. I'm talking about magical properties. Like, ones give you good luck. Certain ones make your pussy work better. Certain ones will put a fucking spell on a man you love. That's some shit that Shannon believes in. I'm not saying that, oh, this crystal is a different rock than this crystal. Yes, obviously. Sydney.
Is it possible, though, right, that the different properties that give these crystals, or the different properties these crystals have give it a different frequency, and if observing that frequency can change the vibe in your own self?
Sydney, are you a fucking hot white chick, or what
Listen,
are you?
I'm,
what are
I'm
you?
Kind of a hot white
what
chick.
What are you deep down inside, dude? In a former life, were you a fucking dumb, hot white whore?
Did you know my shoes are off under this table? I'm barefoot under this table.
Sitting down as a dumb white whore.
Yeah. What is that conversation like for you and like a hot white chick? Like, just like,
I mean, it
does it click? Does it vibe? Does it lead to sex or what?
I mean, almost every interaction I have with all women leads to sex.
Black
I am an
women
international
too.
International sex symbol, dog. I don't know why women would have fucked me, but they do. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I fucks with it.
Thank you very much. You look lean, Eric.
I've been fasting and doing 2 days.
You didn't do 2 days? I'll still fuck you up. You know that, right? Like with ease. Like with ease. You remember when I fucked you up last time? You remember how worse I was at fighting then? I just want you to know. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the coffee. Just got to let them know, like, at all times that you could fucking physically dominate them.
Dude, I love how you do that, by the way. Because, like, I walk around with that ability, and I don't know how
you
to.
You don't shout
people.
Off, right?
I don't know how to. And you do it, and it's still funny. But it's still like, you still get the kernel of truth that it is the case.
It's an insecurity that I have. Like, I have to prove myself. Like, you're actually good at martial arts. So you're like, you're like a shark doesn't have to prove he's a shark. He's just a shark.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking little flounder fish. And I got to be like, ah!
I'm a shark. I so badly want people to know I'm a shark.
Yeah, dude.
It's what I dream about all day long. It's something to happen, to occur in society that I have to like.
Shannon, did you have grinded up shark fin in your fucking necklace, you fucking idiot?
No.
Yeah. That's some shit that Shannon would do. She'd be like, this is a shark tooth and we got it powderized.
No, I'm vegan. I wouldn't hurt animals.
Sharks aren't animals.
I get that, Shannon. From one hot white chick to another.
Appreciate it. Oh, man. Yeah. Fucking chicks are something else, huh? But, dude, what... hot white chicks, I feel like everyone should be able to say whatever we want except for hot white chicks. Hot white chicks, when they talk about like privilege, they're the only ones that have like the real true privilege that is like being like genuinely gliding through life without a fucking worry in the world.
Yeah. Hot white chicks, then all hot chicks. Like hot white chicks shut up. All hot chicks also shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but... no, because, like, you know, if you're a hot Mexican chick, like, you know, that's a hard life still. You still got to be Mexican. You still got a fucking, still got a big forehead.
There's also a short window on being a hot Mexican chick, right? Yeah. They're hot for like a year. Right?
Yeah, 12 to 14. And then your body falls apart on the third kid.
Yeah, dude. I think it should be... I almost feel like ugly people should be the, like, that's the only truly, like, marginalized group. Yeah. Like, in real, like, if you're ugly, like, there's so much discrimination against you. Like, on a baseline level, you walk in and people are like, I don't want to look at you. Yeah. I hate your face.
Yeah.
That's like...
You ever see some of the jobs that they have? Like, they don't even work where people can see them. You ever see those people that are on, well, you probably don't be on the train anymore, but there's some people that, like, stand... on like the trash train and just ride through the tunnels with like no
there's ugly like,
yeah. Yeah, there's like no guard, no window, nothing. They just deal with the elements. Yeah. You know, like
in their ugly face.
It's funny because I think living in a big city, we are sort of like, you know, you realize how ugly the rest of the world is, and we only really travel to cities, right? So once in a while you go to like a small town or whatever and then you really see it, but people in general are very, very ugly in the rest of the world. Like New York and LA are particularly good looking people, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Been to Wilmington recently?
No.
Wilmington, North Carolina?
No, Wilmington, Delaware.
But we went to the movie theater and it was all.
First of all, I was the king of the movie theater.
Movie theaters do not hire attractive people. It's like a rule. They hire uglies. You know, I don't know if it's on purpose. I have no idea. But when Zach walks
in, it's a great place to hide people in the dark.
Zach walks in and he gets like the same way like a hot chick would get complimented on like a nice bag at like a nice like place.
Yeah.
Like, Zach was being complimented on his Eddie Guerrero t-shirt. And I shit you not, by three separate employees of this movie theater. And I was wearing a Tony Hinchcliffe, Casey Anthony shirt. So it's Casey Anthony's face with Tony Hinchcliffe's name underneath it.
Uh-huh.
And people are like, what? Like, what is that? They were almost like offended. And then they were like, I mean, I know what his shirt is. It's fucking obviously great. Right, but what is that?
That's
like,
hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you ever work in a movie theater?
What? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like AMC.
Yeah.
And when I quit, I stole all the promotional material. It was a giant closet. I took so much shit when I quit. I had every snake. I had five snakes on a plane poster.
Start a thrift store.
Yeah. So, yeah, movie theaters, you'll find a lot of ugly people working at. Where else? Bookstores.
Okay.
You go to Barnes & Noble. It's an ugly ass. Go to a Barnes & Noble right now. Look at the people that are working there.
Yeah. You know where else is really ugly people? Like the supporting staff of a strip club. Like the people in the kitchen, the people that clean the place and sweep the parking lot. Like, I mean, real trolls, man, you know.
How much did we spend on this tapioca pudding? Because it's just sitting there. $15. Is that out of my pocket? Does that come from me? Where does this come from? Where does this money come from?
I think that's $7.50. Which I'm not happy about.
Can we run the bits by me from now on? Nobody's eating the pudding. Like, it was funny the other day when we created the Tranwich in real time.
Oh, that was fun.
That was incredible.
By the way, that was so good.
It was delicious.
I believe it, man. I was thinking about, I was just watching And even when Natalie says something about it having mayonnaise on it,
yeah,
because I don't eat mayonnaise, and I could tell she doesn't either, but she was still eating that fucking sandwich.
It worked. Fucking worked. It was delightful. It was like maybe an aioli mayo or something. I have no idea what it was, but it was fucking solid. And it wasn't actually KFC. It was a Popeye's chicken sandwich that they deconstructed and replaced the bread with a
glazed donut.
Yeah. Dude, that Popeye's chicken sandwich is crazy.
I've never even had the Popeye's chicken sandwich. People talk about it like it's crazy, but I will say right now.
The meat.
I've had the meat from it, and it's fucking incredible.
And the sauce and the pickles, and goddamn, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my son, I went and got that for him. I was telling my son how people were shooting and stabbing each other over it, like they were killing people over it. And so we were leaving, and he took a bite of it.
He's like, is that what happened to Cousin Tapioca?
Yeah, she's doing 3 to 5. Yeah. So I asked him, I was like, is that something you would kill somebody over? And he was like, nah, but I'd fight somebody.
Hell yeah.
See? Can't kill that spirit sitting there.
Yeah, I love it. How old's your son?
He's 9.
Oh, yeah. We have a play date, man.
Yeah.
We have a play date. Is your son do jiu-jitsu? Of course.
He does. Yeah.
How long has he been doing it?
Like 3 years.
Oh, he'll kill my son. Oh, my kid's such a pussy.
My son's a sweet kid. Like, if,
so
if
is my
other
son.
Than jiu-jitsu, my son is like a pussy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would he say if he saw the dick in that movie?
He would probably ask why it's bigger than mine.
Right.
Yeah. We watch it. My kids are horror kids. Like my 9 and 5-year-old twins, they are super into horror films. I mean, I talk about it every time I'm on Zach's show, but they like, my wife lets them watch anything.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the worst horror movie that your kids
By the way, when you said that, I thought you meant you had a 9 and 5-year-old who were twins.
I was like, Jesus Christ. That was a long labor. What's the worst,
I mean, it's hard to say because I won't watch. I don't do horror, so I don't watch.
Oh, you won't watch them with them. Your kids will watch them.
No. I could. So the last thing that I couldn't get through the trailer of was the movie, I think it was Crawl, about the alligator in the basement.
Crawl.
Yeah. I couldn't even get through that trailer.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty intense.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that very much. Yeah. People thought it was cheesy. I liked it.
But see, like, I think a campy, cheesy movie like that wouldn't be that bad.
It was very claustrophobic. So it's Florida during a hurricane. A chick gets trapped in her basement and fucking like alligators wash in, and she's stuck in there with them.
And it's just, it's like her. It's always,
wow.
Is that style of the movie the same thing as like Alone in the Middle of the Ocean, or
it's the ones that get caught on the ski lift? A broken leg.
Do you want to see the trailer?
So sure. I'm kind of like you. If I can like, in my mind, see that it's plausible.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fuck with it. Like when me and my wife moved to Texas, it was in like 2000. We saw a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We like stopped in the middle of Texas to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It freaked me out. But then we leave the movie theater. We're in the middle of Texas. Everywhere you look, it's fucking cinematography from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's everywhere.
It was insane. So I was, you know, that freaked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to move from Texas that day. Like, I was freaking out. I needed to get out of Texas.
Yeah, this is it. Let's see.
The state of Florida has issued a Category 5 hurricane warning.
People are still at bars. Nothing will keep these kids out of the bars.
They said they don't believe in weather.
Is she wearing a gator's hood?
I truly don't believe an alligator or crocodile could kill me. I just don't.
Didn't think a moose could kill you.
I'd fucking destroy a moose.
What?
I grab his giant fucking antlers and I go, woo!
You'd have to stand on the hood of a car to reach his antlers.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty up there.
A flying knee a moose right in his fucking dumb bullwinkle nose. You kidding me?
See, they set up, because I don't think an alligator can fuck with me on dry land, but they set up the context where there's water in the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is true.
Okay.
Oh, did you put water in the middle of that octagon? I'm going to have some trouble with that alligator.
Yeah. So it's claustrophobic as fuck. A, you're scared because she's trapped in the fucking hurricane.
And I have a basement with Baylor doors like that. On the outside, those big wide open doors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We live at the bottom of a hill, so we get the flooding, so I can't fuck with this movie.
Who's Sam Raimi?
He did the Evil Dead and the Spider-Man movies and the new Doctor Strange.
See, I could probably watch this with my kid. I feel like there's not over-sexualization. There's not gratuitous, crazy, realistic violence. It's scary. It's like thrilling violence, right?
I have a hard time watching movies where I know that I would have to die.
Whoa.
Right?
Oh, spoiler alert, the bitch loses her hand.
Nah, she still got it.
No, that bitch is on. There's eggs. Yeah. The whole movie is in this trailer.
See, that's what I'm saying. They're doing too much. Like, you don't think the alligators would be a little bit confused by the fucking storm and being pushed into somebody's basement?
Yeah, that's why they're agitated.
Yeah.
They're hungry and laying eggs? Like,
my wife said they set it up. They said they answer all the questions.
Which oh, really?
Even, yeah.
Which it's pretty. I really
this movie
like
seems
it.
Like a crock.
Yeah. I just like it's so close to Sharknado. It's just
no, not really. This is like a straight up like thriller, like claustrophobic. It's not like silly.
Brizzer 9ER just put a great deep fake of Shannon getting a load on her tits into her mouth in the racist live chat. Shannon, pull it up, please.
It's amazing.
That's fucking solid. That's what I imagine Shannon's breasts look like, and that's literally what my load looks like.
Holy.
Thick load, Shannon.
Her
Shannon,
nose is so much cuter than my nose.
Her nose is cuter than your nose.
It is, yeah.
Shannon, that's a deep, I think that's a deep fake. I think that's you.
You're still shooting distance like this?
No, I'm just saying the way her nose, this Shannon down. Has a better nose.
Yeah.
She said this Shannon has a better nose.
I'm going to try. Is there any way to get
I think
out?
Shannon thinks that's a girl that looks like her, not a
no, I am. I understand what deep fake means and the definition of it. I'm saying in this version, that's a better nose than my nose.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're
I'm
saying
sorry.
It just looks better than
yes,
you.
Yes, it does.
No, Shannon, I tell you right now, it's pretty accurate. I could come to this. I will.
Okay.
Solid deep fake, Brizzer. Keep him coming.
Mm-hmm.
Keep him coming. Oh, yeah, I could watch that movie with my son. That would be inappropriate.
Shannon getting load put on.
You remember Shannon, right, James? Here, look. Yeah. So things like that. But a moose, I feel like, would be one of the most fun animals to physically dominate with my bare hands.
I think we've had this conversation before. You're seriously underestimating how fucking big a moose is.
Dude, when I saw a moose for the first time in real life, that was the, listen.
The moose went, a black guy.
I am from the hood, but I've never been afraid of animals. I loved animals. I was like a fucking Disney character in my hood. But when I saw a moose for the first time.
She fucking coming out with birds like, putting on your fucking FUBU clothes.
A squirrel with a pick.
No, it's like, they're putting on my BOGO shoes.
Chipmunks untie his shoes.
A fucking deer comes over and slathers lotion on your knees.
A pigeon cocks his hat to the side a little bit.
Fat girl pays his cell phone bill.
Yeah, like I'm driving some white bitch's car.
Let me see a moose attack. I want to see a moose kill a human. Let's
Dude,
go.
They're fucking, they're big, man.
Yeah,
they're
that's why so I feel like big. If we were to put Lewis up to it, he'd find like a baby moose and destroy it. You know, like that wasn't so bad. And then turn around and find the adult moose.
Yeah, somebody just messaged me about us having this conversation in the last few months.
Really?
And said like, yeah, they're fucking massive. Remember we talked about the lady and they found her corpse naked and they thought she had been like gang raped? But it was a moose stomped her to death,
mm-hmm.
and it stomped her so much that all her clothes got ripped off.
Dude, let me. So, when I. So, we were in.
Yes, that's what happened, officer. Yeah. A moose stomped this girl to death, and all of her clothes were ripped off.
A moose.
I find it very strange.
And he somehow, went that way.
I don't know how she got cummed on.
We gotta find this moose. Come on.
Gee, that whore got what was coming for.
It's so weird. The moose stomped her to death. And then he jerked me off inside of her. It was crazy. Do we have any
moose attack
videos? Here's one, but it's from the point of view of the person who's getting attacked.
So you don't even see anything. It's just all...
Well, Shannon, whose point of view would it be from? The fucking mooses?
The person videotaping it?
This isn't that big of a moose. This is not a big moose.
This is not.
What is this?
That doesn't even have horns.
Probably a little baby.
Oh, we got tied up?
If that's a little. That's a
this child, little bitch ass moose. Oh shit!
But they're aggressive, man.
Oh whatever. Look, even his reaction. You're a mean little girl, aren't you?
Oh, that's because he gets off on this.
I would fucking box that moose in his mouth. Yeah,
that's a baby. I'd box, show a full size moose. That's what I said.
Lewis would fight a baby moose and be like, that was easy.
Fucking moose. I'd pop his head off his shoulders.
I definitely think you could take a baby moose.
I'd pop his fucking head off his shoulders.
Yeah.
So.
Especially because I don't see mooses being like, sometimes they're mad, but not often, right? Like,
no, I think they're pretty.
I think they're aggressive.
Yeah, somebody said they're like the hippos of Canada. They're like, that you don't see it coming, but they're the ones that have the highest body count.
They're very territorial.
I watch Alone, and that was like a big deal. They're like, this is meese country.
Meese.
They're everywhere. I'm like, all right, dude, calm the fuck down, dude.
Look at that.
I want to see this moose kill a dog.
Hey! Hey! That can't be what he said, is it?
Hey, moose.
Those are words.
Okay, this is
these moose videos are terrible.
Can you just look? Just tell us the size of the average adult male moose.
Yeah, next to a.
Give us a height and weight.
18 inches.
Can we get that moose next to a Puerto Rican, please, so we can let Lewis see how big.
I'm just saying, guys, if I saw a moose, I'm not 4.6 shorter than me to 6.9 shorter than Big Daddy Cool Diesel. I mean, that's not, it's between my
son.
How
much does it weigh?
But between my son and Big Daddy Cool Diesel, that's the size of these things.
Yeah, but that's the question, how much that thing weighs. Hmm. Like when, and they're bigger than that.
It's the ones with
840 to 1,500 pounds.
So they weigh 1.5 Zacks. Hell yeah.
It's a big animal.
All right.
Wait, does that math work out?
No.
I'm really into math jokes.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank rockauto.com for making it easy to buy auto parts at discount prices. Rockauto.com is an online store with every auto part you need. So if you're an auto guy who's doing, you know, let's say you fix cars for yourselves or you fix your own cars, perfect. Let's say you're bringing it to somebody to do it and you want to get the better prices, perfect. Let's say you just want to make sure that your auto shop isn't fucking you and you want to compare prices, absolutely perfect, okay? Rockauto.com has been in business for over 20 years and they make it easy to find the parts that you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to a counter guy who needs you to order specific parts and you're not sure what you're getting. You're not sure about the price. You don't know what the markups are. With rockauto.com, you find everything in one place. Whether you're a mechanic, auto shop, or you're working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So once again, go to rockauto.com. There's no promo code or anything. Just go to rockauto.com and go purchase some fucking auto parts, you dork. All right, where were we? All right. Let's fucking move on. Can you take the pudding out of here? It's disgusting. It's just getting warm in front of my very eyes. I'm watching it congeal. I don't know what happens when already congealed pudding congeals, but Shannon, eat it. Can you guys do me a favor? Can you guys feed each other pudding in the bitch booth?
No, there's dairy in it.
There's dairy?
Yeah.
All right. Take it out, Shannon. There we go. Paco just bought it for himself because he does, you know, it's the only thing he can eat is leftover food bits. Hell yeah, Shannon. Do it slower, Shannon.
It's gonna fall.
Just, Shannon, have you ever heard of splashing?
Yeah, she has a lot of dietary restrictions.
Jesus Christ. Shannon, she's fucking hot. You gotta figure, Shannon would probably be horrendous if she didn't fucking just, she eats nothing and just slurps on Kratom all day. It's the fountain of youth. Shannon's 70 years old. So
she really kind of got like a prostitute's diet, doesn't she?
She really does. Shannon.
Yes?
Shannon. I don't know. It's like saying Shannon sometimes.
Like Ozzy Osbourne.
Shannon!
Sharon.
Oh, Sharon.
Shannon! Can we go to the German football coach, or I'm sorry, the German Olympic coach that was booted?
No pun intended.
He took a submarine.
Okay, oh, from a horse?
It's not. It's a little clickbaity because it's not what you think it is, but here's the video.
Oh, he doesn't punch a horse in the head? I thought he was going to do what I was going to do to the moose.
Gonna moose this horse.
I thought he was going to moose this fucking
Mongo
horse.
Oh, Mongo and Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
Was ist da los bei Annika Schloy? Das gibt's doch nicht. Was ist da los? 20 Minuten hat man, wie gesagt, Zeit, um sich einzustimmen auf das Pferd. 5 Sprünge und Annika Schloy.
Oh, it's a chick, too.
Oh, wait, yeah, Is she cheating?
Bundestrainerin not, Kim Reisner, da geht gar nichts. Oh, was ist hier los? Was für ein Drama?
But that little punch right there?
Fünfkampf. Was yeah. für ein Drama. Annika Schleun.
I see some Schnaga.
It's also illegal, like coaches are not allowed to intervene.
Das kann nicht sein.
So hold on. What was going on here?
So is this horse out of control and fucking up her score?
Yeah, there's a lot.
So yeah, so apparently this is her first time ever working with this particular horse, and somebody else had used the horse in an earlier thing, and the horse was being a pain in the butt, and so it was the same. She couldn't make
somebody
him...
readjusted all her settings.
She horse. Couldn't make the horse cooperate, so she like it doesn't even look like her fist made contact.
But was it because she struck a horse? Or was it because she intervened and was trying to control the horse for the person who was riding the horse, and that's. Some sort of foul.
The person riding the horse isn't even allowed to intervene with the horse. They're supposed to like just sit there and just like give commands.
What sport were you just watching?
Equestrian.
Like what were they doing? Is it horse racing? Are they jumping things?
Hurdle jumping.
It's like, you know how like when black people put switches on cars in California? It's like that for horses.
Okay.
Hydraulics.
Okay, I see.
So it's... They jump over shit.
It could be
shouldn't
jumping over shit.
Did the horse get the medal?
What was the reason that she
Why
was...
would the person get a medal for that?
Well, what the fuck is the horse going to do with the medal, Zach?
What's the person do with the medal? Wear it.
He shows it to other people.
Yeah.
Shannon, what was the fucking reason that the coach was kicked out? Because this is not clear.
For putting her hands on the horse during the competition. And they have 20 minutes before the actual... This is like the 20 minutes before the competition that they have to like get... friendly with the horse beforehand and
okay so they have to jump different horses. That's not like their own horses.
No, it's not their own horse.
That's weird.
Oh.
That is weird.
You think you could bring a horse?
Well, I mean, because that's just a rodeo now.
Have you ridden a horse?
Yeah.
I was expecting you to be like, hell no. What are you, crazy, son? No, black people don't ride horses.
No, son. Philly, we ride horses.
No.
Dead ass.
No. Yeah.
Philly's is stables all throughout the city, man. It's not uncommon to do a barbecue in the hood of Philly, and at the end of the day, somebody pulls up with horses, and they take the kids for rides and, you know, all that shit. But there are stables in the city. So a weird history about Philly, people used to deliver goods on horse-drawn carriages. So there were jockeys in the city, and they just kind of got displaced. So, but there's stables that still exist just in the hood. And people just like, there's just black people that just ride horses on Sundays in the middle of the fucking streets of West Philly, North Philly.
I've only ridden a horse, I think, one time. I want to say once.
They actually did a movie about horse riding people in Philly. Idris Elba and Method Man did a movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Oh, well, I didn't realize how much knowledge you were going to have about black people horses? Riding horses.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
It's a lot of it.
It's crazy, right? Yeah. It's random.
Yeah, I rode a horse. I rode it, what do they call it? Bareback?
Mm-hmm. It hurts, doesn't it?
It was fine.
I think the saddle hurts more.
You got
to keep yourself up the whole time.
Nah, like being, you can feel the horse's like vertebrae all in your fucking tank. I can't deal with that shit.
But you squeeze your legs either way. I feel like when you're squeezing on the saddle, like you have to like kind of be up because like the edges dig into your thigh. You
I know put what I mean? My dick between his shoulder blades.
Yeah.
So then I fuck the horse while I'm riding the whole time.
That's how Comanches rode horses.
Yeah. I don't know how they did that shit, dude.
Fucking great. I've ridden a horse once. I was supposed to rent a horse for Skankfest and show up on the first day horseback, but I have a fight a week later, so I'm nervous that I'm going to fall off the horse and break my neck.
Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, it also burns out your inner thighs too, man. Horse ride.
Fucking a horse.
Yeah, fucking no workout like it.
That's why, like, they used to show those movies where girls used to ride like sideways. You realize like the core strength on that bitch to do that with a dress on? That could have been real.
Yeah, that's some rich person shit.
Huh.
Riding horses. I bet in the hood it's not, you know. I bet those are some fucking shitty ass horses.
Can I show you, can I tell you your producers a video to pull up on YouTube?
Please.
I think it's called, it's Rundamental is the name of the group, and it's called like Feel It All. It's a music video, but they feature a group of kids that ride in the hood. On YouTube, Feel It All.
Please. You don't pull up the first time Django pulls up into town on a horse. You have no sense of humor.
Or the Planet of the Apes scene where they all show up on horses. Any of it could have worked.
Is it a music video?
Yeah. I have it. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Turn the volume down though, because it's like
Shannon. Also, song. This pod has to be fixed right here. This is like coming out.
Yeah. See. But this is all North Philly footage. Like, this is near where my motorcycle clubhouse is.
All right, give us a little volume here. I can't hear anything.
I love how the horse looks at the camera like, I don't know what I'm doing here either.
He's like, yo, how am I a horse and I ended up here? I mean, imagine that luck. Like, you're a horse. You're like, you could be anywhere in the world, and you're in the fucking hood in Philly. Some fucking, these guys.
I'm a Philly in Philly.
Like, these niggas try to put a Nike on me.
Yeah, my horse would have Tim's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a whole culture in the city, man. Just like dirt bikes and motorcycles, man. They out there.
These poor horses. Yeah. Look at him. Look at him. He's got mange.
Oh. They get in, you feed him and the fucking guy a sugar cube.
All right. We got it.
Jesus Christ.
We got it.
We got it. That was a weird video.
You didn't expect it to
made
go
me
down
uncomfortable. I don't know what it. I don't know why black people in the hood riding horses freely made me upset. I just feel like this is what, like, when they first freed the slaves, this is what the slaves thought it was going to be. And I was like, no, you need to dream bigger, dog.
You made it.
You need to dream bigger. That shit is wild.
Yeah, it's a whole culture, though. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's talk about three friends get trapped in an elevator with neck deep water during a Nebraska flood.
This is hard. This sounds terrible.
We just watched this.
Did they go
trailer.
Live?
Basically.
This sounds like hell.
Let's see.
If they went live, it's not hell.
Zach's just talking about bathing. He's like, this sounds awful.
A 20-second ad.
Zach is a cat.
A 20-second ad for a 7-second video.
Yeah, it's very. It's a really quick video.
And if you don't skip it, they will play another one.
Almost.
Now you can't skip.
Let's see. Here we go. And the video.
2, 1. Okay, sure.
TMZ.
Hold on. It's going to cut to the elevator.
Let me see your best moose impression.
What the?
Wait, what?
Wait, it's going to.
The elevator.
There, look. They're
up.
In the elevator.
Pause it. Pause it.
They were watching this podcast.
What the fuck just happened?
It just jumped.
It's clipping from like one thing to another.
Because it's a TikTok and you only get a limited amount of time.
But who just said, let me see your best moose impression?
The girl that was filming.
He was in the video. He was in the
elevator.
In the elevator just having a conversation and water just busted in.
What the fuck, dude? It's blowing my mind.
You ever seen moose? A black guy on a horse?
They were watching Real Eyes podcast. Go, play it again.
Wait, is that a magic trick? Wait, what is? Oh, she's on the bars on the side.
It just keeps repeating
that's it.
After that. Yeah.
Dude, that's a fucking horror movie.
Yeah.
That's scary as fuck.
Do they get rescued? Yeah. Do they live or do they die?
No, so what happened was they called friends that were nearby and their friends went there and pried open the doors. That's the only reason they lived.
Wow.
But it's like weird. Why is the elevator watertight like that?
I don't know, dude. It's so fucking about the fact that they were having a moose conversation.
That's just I would assume it was a flood. The elevator was
in the basement,
maybe?
Maybe.
Or below whatever level the water came up to.
How much that would suck to be drowned in an elevator. Ah!
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. That is horrible.
I would just go to the bottom and try to get it over with. I would just push myself under the water.
Sort of drown yourself?
There's still that much space.
So that everyone just has to deal with my dead floating body.
As soon as he dies, they open the room. It's just like, oh, they freed us. Dave?
Quota's up.
It says they were safe in the apartment building and they went into the elevator so that they can take a look at all of the flooding that was happening.
Why would they go into the elevator during a massive flood? Yeah. They deserve death.
Okay. you know what? I would never say this in any other circumstances. Take the stairs.
Yeah. Please.
If you need to see it that bad, you got to take the stairs.
Just pure craziness.
Just that's white craziness. People. That's white people crazy.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Black people been in a house, whatever. Smoking, chilling.
Well, black people live in a walk-up.
They don't flood. Yeah. And we don't deal with down trees on our property either. Because there's no trees in the hood.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show, as always. Sorry, it's a little bit of a shorter one today. I'm going to go to a meeting right after this. But I love you guys. Thank you guys for watching the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Wednesday. No Luis J. Gomez on Wednesday. I'm going out to Vegas for a little business trip, trying to make some shit happen. But Zach and Mika will be here. Who are the guests?
He'll be hosting with Dalton Pruitt, and the guests are Brendan Sagalow and Anthony Zenhauser.
Okay. The Loud
Fat White Loser Day.
After after tomorrow, the Loud Boys are on minimum suspension from the show for a little while. I got a bone to pick with the Loud Boys. We're going to talk about it soon.
Okay.
We're going to get into it. So until then, good night.
That's all, folks.